Hi, I'm Scott Hanselman. It's Azure Friday. We're here with Neil Gatt, who's going to be talking about VM scale sets, but now we're going to scale the scale sets.
Yes, exactly. This is something that everyone wants to do. Always want to scale, get big scale, small scale, whatever scale you want.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the simplest way to visualize it is just a little dashboard that someone on the Linux team whipped up. So let's get that started. This is using the REST API for Azure Resource Manager.
Wow.
So it's
that's pretty cool.
It looks really cool. It's actually not that many lines of code, maybe like 100 or 200 lines of Python code. It's not that bad. And you can see here I have some VMs.
Mm-hmm.
These VMs are all in this scale set, which is sitting in West US.
Okay.
And you can see that the numbers here don't exactly go in order because I've been spinning things up and down and up and down. And when you do that, the names don't always go in order.
Are those representing VMs?
Yes, these are individual VMs in my scale set.
Within a set.
Yep.
So you do not have a 4, 5, and 6.
Right. They existed before, but then when I deleted them, they kind of...
And the names haven't been reclaimed because 7's been around longer. So you have 5 VMs, and the scale set size is 5 then.
Yep. But if we want more, I can just click on this a couple times. Let's say 3 times. And boom, they've started creating. And then...
And they are copies of whatever these were per the original resource group definition?
Exactly.
So if the resource definition wasn't just naked VMs, it was VMs that looked my way and exactly with my apps and my layout, then it's going to make one of those. And I assume I have to write my software in such a way that when it wakes up, it's like, oh, what? There's other people here at the party?
Yes.
And it jumps in and they all play together. It should start up ready to do work.
Yes.
Right? Whether that be working by pulling stuff out of a queue or serving pages.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay? And then if this was going to join up with like a larger traffic manager or something like that, is there something in scale sets that makes sure that are they all identifiable with one DNS name?
Yes. So there are multiple ways of going about this. There's the simple jump box approach where you put, say, just a regular VM in the same VNet as your scale set, and then you could use internal DNS from that VM to connect.
Mm-hmm.
You could also use the Azure Load Balancer with, say, NAT rules, so that I could say port 50,000 on my front-end load balancer maps to the 0th VM, 50,001 to the first, et cetera.
Right, exactly.
And then you can also do round-robin load balancing with the load balancer, which says, hey, these are just web web servers. It doesn't matter which one you hit, just round-robin them pretty evenly.
So then when it automatically shows, when this one is done, someone will know that it is now available, and it'll be part of the load balancer.
Yep, exactly.
Okay, and when you hit minus, do you shut them down unceremoniously, or do you give them a warning? How long do you wait?
At the time being, we shut them down unceremoniously.
So like up, smack, and then you're dead. No warning.
Yes. I believe in the future we will be giving warning, but that's still to be working out because we're still in preview.
Yeah, it seems like an AHCI or was it ACPI? The power, I think it's called AHC, darn it, now you're going to make me search for it. you see it sometimes when you're using Hyper-V or VirtualBox, where it's like power off or, give it a power button, a notification, which is the system is going down now and let it close some close some ports. So in this case, you're saying deleting. This would be a reminder that when we are scaling virtual machines, we shouldn't be storing things durably on the disks of these virtual machines.
Yes,
these
exactly.
are workers, right? This
mm-hmm.
is these are worker roles, almost like you said, the spiritual successor to worker roles, and they should be doing work in durable storage like queues or Azure storage or Azure tables.
Now, if you really wanted to, you could store data on, say, the OS drive, which is durable. If you don't mind the possibility of the data being lost, the temp drive is also a possible place to put it. At the current moment, we do not support adding data disks, but it's something we're thinking about.
And you're saying we the resource provider for scale sets doesn't support that? Could you add them after the fact, programmatically?
That's a good question. If you looked at the individual VM, I believe you could, but I'd have to double check.
But it sounds like you'd be going around the way that it is
expected. Yes, you'd be going sort of outside of the VM scale set sort of framework.
So show me the code when you did that.
Yeah, that's some of the interesting stuff. Close that.
Is this Ubuntu machine running in Azure, or is this on your local machine?
This is Ubuntu machine in Azure.
Oh, cool.
Connected via RDP, actually.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Nice.
All right, let's.
So here's the Python code. Yep. Everyone seems to like Python around this team.
You know, it's a wonderful language. Mm. We like to use it for our demos a lot.
You know, and this is a good reminder to people that are listening, is that it really is up to you to pick what makes you happy, right? We're talking about RESTful endpoints that are using Swagger, and things like auto rest can go and generate the things that you need, whether it be Python or Node or whatever makes you happy.
So this part of the code is the line that actually does the scaling. Mm-hmm. It's not a very involved command, partly because the person who wrote this actually wrote also a lightweight wrapper around the REST APIs, mm-hmm. so that he could just expose, you know, a simple scale VMSS command. And all it's doing is hitting the REST API and saying, here's the name of my VM scale set and my subscription ID and resource group.
Right.
And here's the new capacity that I want it to be.
Mm-hmm. And then. So, oh, really? So when you're saying plus and minus, you're really saying, you know, get to 5 or get to 7, whatever it takes.
Yep.
And it automatically figures it out.
And so this is an example of what we call the manual scaling process, which is where, you know, eventually in the portal you'll be able to do this. You could run a template to do this, or you could hit the REST API and this sort of thing, where you go in and say, here is my new capacity, make it this. Mm-hmm. The other way to do this is actually with autoscale, Azure autoscale, right? But before we talk about that, I just want to point out that if for whatever reason you don't want to use Azure autoscale, you can always very simply write a little script or a little, you know, compute layer on whatever you want that can compute your own rules for autoscaling, mm-hmm. right? If for some reason we don't have something you want, you can just say, hey, I want to know what the weather in Tokyo is today and scale to that number of VMs.
Would the brains that is doing that, the work that is doing that, be running on a local machine or a watcher machine?
Yeah, that would have to be running on the user's machines.
Mm-hmm. Or a watcher machine in Azure whose job it is to go and tell the other Azure machines to do that.
Yes, you could do that, but the user would be responsible for that machine.
Right. Yeah. So you can't have a user-definable autoscale algorithm.
You can, although it's a bit more complicated. So you can... Anything emitted by the Windows Azure Diagnostics extension or Linux Azure Diagnostics extension is theoretically available for autoscaling. Mm-hmm. So if you can cause whatever counters or whatever you need to be emitted from there, then you could autoscale on that using our integrated autoscale.
Mm-hmm. And before scale sets existed, mm-hmm. how were people scaling out?
Well, you know, they were doing it quite manually. Oftentimes they would have to pre-provision the correct number or some maximum number of VMs and then just turn them on as, you know, as they were needed. There's none of that in this. You don't have to pre-allocate anything. You just tell the fabric, hey, I need this many, and it gets it to you. And so I guess let's take a quick look at one of the autoscale templates so we can get a sense. Here we go. This is the template that was actually used in that demo. This is the underlying template. And so it's under
maybe
the,
you could control plus for a little bit for me to make the fonts bigger. So we saw there a capacity. Capacity minimum 1, maximum 10. Default, is that the default? That's not the go by 1, but that's start with just 1.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep. And this all lives under the Microsoft.insights provider. Mm-hmm. And we can see here are some of the rules.
Ah, there's a trigger.
Yep. The we're going off of processor time.
Right. So let me guess. Average and over the 5-minute window that sticks over 60%. So if you're over 60% for a window, a sliding window of 5 minutes, take action.
Yep.
Where's the action though?
The action here is to increase by 1.
Okay. What's the cooldown?
The cooldown is how long we wait after that scale event, just so that we give the VM some time to, you know, get set up.
So here you're giving it basically a minute.
Yeah.
Is that enough time for a VM to get ready?
Depends on what sort of application you have running on it. Mm-hmm. This particular one, you know, it doesn't really matter if the VM shows up before it's, you know, fully ready. Mm-hmm. But you can imagine some scenarios where, you know, you need to download some heavy binaries or some, mm-hmm. you know, some data or that sort of thing, and you don't really want it to be accepting requests until that's all there. In that case, you might want to increase the startup, the cooldown time.
So if you imagine a chart that mm-hmm. is expressing this, and let's say that you're getting attacked or you're getting, like, you became popular. Right?
Sure.
You decided to sell, everything's on sale. Mm-hmm. Can you get into a scenario where the thing's going to just keep getting beat on and the autoscale algorithm is going to say, keep scaling, and then it's going to peak. And then once it starts to level out, it's like, oh, wow, we did not need that much at all. Like, we totally overestimated that.
Mm-hmm.
And then it'll go and find, so is it going to kind of go up and then level out?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So here we have the scale down rule. This one says if we're using less than 50% CPU over that 5-minute window.
On any individual CPU or on the set
aggregate,
as an aggregate?
Aggregated across.
Ah, there you go. Time aggregation. And that's with over the course of a minute, looking across all virtual machines within the set.
Yes, 5 minutes.
5 minutes, pardon me.
And so this will decrease by one. And you know that's how you achieve that sort of leveling off. It won't be a perfect level off. It might go up and down a little bit, but that's the gist of it.
But so then how you would adjust these numbers if you felt that, gosh, we're scaling up and scaling down all the time. Like we're finding that we're on the edge of some threshold. And it might be the window, or it might be the threshold, something's such that we're seeing too much kind of thrash, and then you want to level that out. Because I wouldn't expect you'd want to be firing up VMs and shutting them down like all the time.
Yeah. I mean, unless you had a significant use case for it. But you're right. You might, depending on your application, you'll probably want to tweak what your autoscale rules are such that you aren't just thrashing.
So for people who have done a lift and shift, right, not just putting something in platform as a service, which is another way to scale and scale out, but if you've lift and shifted a machine, I like to use the example of like expense reporting or payroll or something like that, where you know, a couple days a month, you need a lot of machines, and the rest of the time you don't. This is a really smart way to save money, I would think.
Yeah, exactly. This is a perfect way to do it. You can build these off of, say, a custom image. So let's say you had your golden bits that you ran your application, or you can use script extensions or the like off of a base image from the platform. And this is a great way to say, hey, give me X number of machines, have them all run this, put the results somewhere, and then, go away.
Very cool.
Need you anymore.
This is great stuff. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All right, we're learning all about scaling scale sets here on Azure Friday.